pilgrimage slows life to walking pace, enabling closer observation of our daily way. And I discover that pilgrimage, like life, has its setbacks. Leaving Saint-Malo de Filly on pilgrimage to Mont-Saint-Michel in northern France, I begin my descent into the valley of the River Vilaine. It is steep and slippery. Then it becomes steeper. Alone, with a heavy rucksack, I deem it unsafe to continue and retrace my steps to find another route. I curse my bad fortune at the delay caused. This setback brings me to my lunch stop, the only cafe on the way today, an hour later than planned. But as I arrive, I see a smiling pilgrim coming in the opposite direction. François is on his way from Mont-Saint-Michel to Santiago de Compostela. We stop to chat. François suggests we take lunch. We have much to share, telling each other what lies ahead. Over the meal, François offers me his maps, which will take me to my destination, 5 days away. It's where he started, and he has no further need of them. Carefully, he traces the route to my night stop and points out where the path will be difficult to follow in the days ahead. Rain falls outside. And I appreciate the double blessing of this shelter and guidance on my way. Later, back walking under blue skies, I realize that, but for the earlier delay, which angered me, I would not have received these blessings. Someone's watching over me.